In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. My brethren, it is true that every single word of the Holy Scriptures is important, because everything there is inspired by God, both in the New and in the Old Testament. But the fact that everything there is the Word of God does not impede that certain passages may have more weight than others. It does not impede that certain words are spoken with more solemnity. And this is the case for the words of Christ that we shall meditate today. Because they are not simple words, but they are a solemn promise. Every time that the Lord uses the words, "Amen, amen, I say to you," he wants to stress the weight, the special importance, and the solemnity of what he's about to say. And he chose to use this solemn formula in the gospel we read it today. Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. So this is a promise, a divine promise. Amen, amen, I say to you. These are the same words that the Lord used when he spoke about the mystery of the Most Holy Eucharist. He said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." Amen, amen, I say to you. Our Lord engaged all his authority, so no doubt is possible here. So we know that God has made a promise, and we know it because of the solemn formula employed by our Lord. But now we have to look for the right understanding of what this promise is and the requirements for us to benefit from it. So, on one hand, the words of our Lord seem to be clear enough. As he said, "If you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you." So those words seem to be clear enough. But on the other hand, we know that God does not always give us what we ask for. And I presume we all here have made this experience. Sometimes we ask for health, and it doesn't come. Sometimes we ask for better finances and nothing changes. Sometimes we ask for good weather or other things and our petitions are not granted. Sometimes this is what happens. But why? Didn't our Lord say, didn't he promise that anything we ask the Father in his name, will be given to us. Yes, my brethren, the promise is true. But for us to understand it rightly, correctly, we have to look at the requirement for receiving the promise. Our Lord didn't say, whatever you ask God, He will give it to you. No, He didn't use those words. But the words of the Lord were, if you ask the Father anything in my name, He will give it to you. So the condition to receive is to ask, but to ask in the name of our Lord. This is a requirement without which we cannot benefit from the promise. We have to ask in His name. And then comes a very important question. What does that mean to ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ? First of all, my brethren, it means that when we pray to God the Father, we should always conclude, we should always end our prayers with the words, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And the church herself always concludes her prayers with those words. Per Domino Nostrum Iesum Christum. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Because whenever we pray to God, we should never rely on our own merits, but on the merits of Jesus Christ. It is in His name that we dare to ask for the favors of God Almighty. But besides concluding our prayers with the name of Christ, there is something else which is necessary for us to really pray in the name of the Lord. Because it would not be enough to simply add the name of Christ at the end of our prayers. That would not be enough. But to truly pray in the name of Jesus means to ask for things that are in accordance with the will of God. As you know, the name of Jesus means Savior. And so, to pray in the name of Jesus means that we should ask for the things that will lead us to salvation. And this is truly to pray in the name of Jesus Christ, to ask for the things that are necessary for our eternal salvation. St. Augustine says that he who prays, he who asks, for what hinders salvation does not pray in the name of the Lord, even though he may use the name of the Lord in his prayer. So now we can better understand why sometimes God does not grant our petitions. Because what we are asking may not be for the good of our souls. Even though something may appear to be good for us, in our eyes, yet it may be harmful for our eternal salvation. God knows, my brethren. God knows. For example, when someone is at the hospital, the doctor cannot just give the patient whatever he may ask for. There are things that, even though they may not be bad in themselves, they can be harmful for that patient in particular. The doctor knows what he allows and what he does not. And it's all for the good of the patient. And the same can be said of God, who is the physician of our souls. So even though we can ask God for temporal things like health, better finances, good weather, etc., yet we needed to understand that the temporal things should always be subordinated to the good of our souls. Earthly things should always come after the things that pertain to salvation. Because, my brethren, saving our souls has to be the priority of our lives. Saving our souls has to be our priority. Otherwise, we are not in the right path. And I hope you pay attention when I speak to you. If saving your souls is not your top priority, you are in the wrong path. And you know, I hope, where the wrong path leads to. Because, my brethren, what does it avail? Money, health, friends, relationships, without the grace of God. It's good for nothing. Absolutely nothing. Health, as you know, sometimes can be harmful if it's used against God. Money can be harmful if it's used against God. So God knows what is the best plan for us. And we should submit ourselves to His will, always asking that our salvation comes first. So in order to benefit from the infallible promise that the Father will give us what we ask for, we have to learn to pray in the name of Jesus. It means that we have to learn to ask for the things that are good for our souls, things that will lead us to heaven. So the Lord promised, "Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, He will give it to you. Anything that we may ask shall be granted, as long as it is for the good of our souls." And if God doesn't grant what we are asking for, it is because we don't need it, or because it may be harmful. So if sometimes we don't get what we ask, even in those occasions, we have to be grateful. Because God knows what He does. And His will, not ours, is the best plan for our lives. But at the same time, if we know that something we are asking for is according to the will of God, then we should not give up easily. If we know something to be for our salvation, or for the salvation of those we love, then we have to persevere in prayer with faith and confidence. You know, Saint Monica prayed for the conversion of her son, Augustine, for almost 20 years. Not 20 days or 20 months, but 20 years. And we know that she was praying the name of the Lord because what she was asking for was, of course, according to the will of God. But God didn't give the grace right away. The Lord wanted her to learn perseverance in prayer. And if she had given up, my brethren, if she had given up, things would have been much different. We would not have St. Augustine. So we have to persevere in our prayers, learning how to wait with confidence for the grace of God. So my brethren, let us pray truly in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ by placing our salvation above anything else, by placing the will of God above our own will. We can ask for anything we may need, but we should learn to say at the end of our prayers, "Not my will, but yours, Lord, be done." Because the will of God, not ours, is the best plan for our lives. So, my brethren, let us look first of all for the kingdom of God and its justice. Let us look first of all for holiness in our lives. And if we do so, everything else we may need will come. It will come at the right time. God will take care of us. And you should engrave that in your heart. God will take care of us. And it is not a useful thinking, but a divine promise. So let us renew our trust in God. Let us renew also our fidelity to Him. And then we shall see His powerful hands guiding every step of our lives. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.